This episode is brought to you by Splash Refresher. I believe in the three beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash, they spice it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. My flavor that I've been enjoying the most lately is the wild berry. Keep one on your desk. You'll be hydrated in no time. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Betches Media presents
Ha Ha Laugh Funny
Mention It All, a Bravo by Betches podcast.
We don't say that, but now we said it.
With Dylan Hafer.
Who gonna check me, boo?
And Barry Rosenfeld.
I need to start drinking alcohol.
Now go to sleep, wee.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Mention It All podcast. I'm Dylan Hafer.
And I'm Barry Rosenfeld.
And today we are joined by a very special guest, Real Housewife of Atlanta, actress extraordinaire, Drew Sidora. Drew, hello.
Ooh, I love that intro. Yes, actress extraordinaire.
Hi, Drew.
Thanks for having me.
Of course.
Thanks so much for being here. We're excited to chat. You've gotten your toes wet on Real Housewives now, and I feel like there's a lot to discuss, so.
Right, like they were just like a little wet, not even fully immersed, you know? It's like, I feel like I just arrived.
We've talked about on the podcast how, I guess, with certain COVID stuff and, you know, there was a lot going on. The first few weeks, it was a little like, we didn't have a lot of group scenes. You didn't kind of get the full dynamic, but now we are fully in it.
Yeah, my unfortunately father-in-law passed away, so mm-hmm. that happened, and we traveled to North Carolina for the services, and then with mm-hmm. COVID, Bravo did a really good job making sure we were very safe. We had to quarantine. They're like, you know, so we had to quarantine and you know, just make sure everyone was safe, which they were. But yeah, that was why I was a little MIA. I was so sad to miss, you know, like Candy Cares event, obviously right. my girl Cynthia's engagement party. I was like, what? Because I was on the group text where they were saying Biden was coming. I was like, I'm gonna miss Kamala and Biden. Are you kidding me? But yeah, I missed her engagement party. So, you know, but here we are. Like you said, we are here heading to this wonderful vacation.
Well, we will see about that. You know about it, but we will see how wonderful it is.
That felt like a big question mark at the end of that sentence. So.
You heard that?
A little bit.
So we know, obviously, you've been in the entertainment industry for a long time, involved in lots of different things. I want to hear about how you got involved with Real Housewives and what your kind of process was with that.
Yeah, it was, you know, everything I feel like happens in good timing. You know, that's just how I live my life. And they approached me back in 2015. And I was actually supposed to be getting together with Candy and okay. my water broke and I was only 28 weeks. So it was like a few days before I was to meet Candy and my water broke. I was pregnant with my now 5-year-old Makai, and I was rushed to the emergency room and admitted. And they were like, yeah, you're not leaving until you have the baby. I'm like, wait a minute. What are you talking about? I got things to do. They're like, no, like, you know, our goal is to make sure you deliver a healthy baby. And my husband and I were like, all right, you know, it wasn't the time. And so they approached me again, just to, you know, just kind of always checked in, on right. me. And I was like, you know what? We just moved to Atlanta. So I went and hung out with Eva, Marcel, and Cynthia at Cynthia's Wine, her wine cellar opening. Mm-hmm. And they were like, you know what? All right. Season 13, they came back. Like, we want to bring you in, you know, here we are again. I'm like, okay, 3 times you got to know it's kind of meant to be. Like, what is God telling me here? So my husband and I we had gone through so much. I had gone through 3 Achilles surgeries and then COVID happened. So it's like, I feel like I have been through so much. And I was just very vulnerable. Like when I'm doing movies or TV shows, you only see me for the characters I'm portraying. Mm-hmm. But this gives me an opportunity to really show people my humanistic side. Like I go through things like everybody else. This was a really rough year. And why not share that side of me, which I've never been able to. And it just felt right. It felt really good. And, you know, that's how it happened. Here we are.
Wow. You are like the prime example of timing is everything, and everything right? happens for a reason when it happens.
Seriously.
I'm curious the timeline. Did you know that you were coming on the show before the COVID shutdown, delay, whatever? Or was it What was the timeline with that?
Yeah, like we've always been in kind of conversations. I was working and filming and it was just like, all right, you know, when you get back, we'll see what's up. And I went through the process of like with the executives and things like that, just sharing my story and what I was currently going through. And they were like, all right, we got to get cameras there like right now, catch this in real time. And next thing you know, I mean, it really is your life, you know, so it's different from what I'm used to, like, you know, getting an offer and like a script and a director and things. It's just like, hey, what you got going on? Okay, this sounds really interesting. We're going to come check it out. And yeah, like even the stuff with my husband, I just, it was scary because it was really happening. And they're like, yeah, we're coming. I'm like, well, he's not here. He's not here.
You're like, there's no script for this.
Right. There's no way you can plan it. And I was, at first I was upset with them because I'm like, you know, we're supposed to show the world how incredible we are.
Right.
And, you know, it just happened. And they were like, yeah, so he's out of town. I'm like, he's out of town. You know, thanks for telling me. And so that they're like, you didn't know. I'm like, no. And then was like, you got to have this conversation because, you know, it's one thing to argue behind closed doors and then we kind of can put it to the sideline or put a Band-Aid on it or whatever. But, you know, when you can and you start arguing in front of your family or you start arguing in front of your kids or let alone cameras and you know, like, you can't be like this. This has to end. And I think this was the line that was drawn. Like, we got to get help. You know, this is when you go get help.
It's interesting because I think, I mean, obviously on Housewives and all reality shows, we see so many people go through relationship struggles. But I think it was interesting when you came on the show because it was kind of like the first thing we saw. And now we're kind of seeing more in the group dynamic and different sides of your relationship and you as a person. But it was kind of like, oh, we're jumping in the deep end with Drew right away.
Right. Like day one, I was like, man, they don't even know me, you know? So it was just me, you know, it was us. And that's really just what I kind of came into this. Just like, I'm going to just be me. I don't really have things thought out, planned out, or know exactly what I'm even doing here. I'm just here. I'm just here.
So how are things with Ralph now?
Let's see. It's like, what day you asked me? It's really up and down. I mean, Ralph has a very strong personality. Mm-hmm. He's from the East Coast and he's Ralph. It's like, you know, those two combinations make what you see. And so like, I call him a sour patch, you know, he's like the sweetest, most best husband, you know, just really caring, really supportive. And then on another day, it's like, if I trigger him in any way or something, it's like, now we're in an argument. I'm from Chicago, so I'm not just going to take it laying down. So now, you know, we just have very strong communication. That's when he turns sour. And I'm just like, ooh, that hurt. You know, he probably have a word for me, which you're not interviewing him. So we'll leave that out what he calls me. But, you know, we're in counseling. So what we do is we have our counseling sessions on Monday because reliving a lot of what we see, we realize it was kind of bringing up some other things that we thought we got past. So we kind of see her every Monday. And I think that's been the best thing for us. It's just like, I just wait for Monday. I'm like, when is Monday coming? You know, because we really, she's great. Love, and shout out to Love McPherson. She's incredible at what she does and she speaks his language. And I've learned a lot of things about him and his past and vice versa and just how men speak different languages. And then with COVID, how he had reached his breaking point. And I think that's what got me to a place of forgiveness because I reached a breaking point. I think a lot of people definitely were pushed to limits during this whole time this year. And so I definitely felt like, yeah, you know, he was my nurse taking care of me when I had my surgeries. We were quarantined, you know, with kids here at the house 24/7. And then my mom living with us, you know.
Yeah, I want to talk about Pastor Jeanette. I like that we've gotten to see her on the show.
Wait, I just have a question. Is your therapy session on Mondays purposely after the show on Sunday night?
Absolutely.
I love that.
Absolutely.
Wow. That's great.
How did your mom take to being on camera? Like, was she right in it? Did she have a good time with it?
My God, my mom, she acted like the cameras weren't even there. And sometimes it was just like, Mom, why did you just say that? Or why did you just embarrass me? Like, she's like, what? Like, I'm just being me. See, we ain't doing nothing for the cameras. Like, that's my mom, you know? So it was just like, you know, you can put on a smile. Like, you can just kind of, but she ain't pretending nothing. Like, she's like all in. What you see is what you get. Like, certain times, She didn't even need to really be in that moment. And she just will come on it. I mean, that's really what she does. She just walks in our bedroom. She just walks in the scenes. She's there. I think she had her, people were making like jokes. She had on her arthritis gloves in one scene. And I'm like, couldn't you have taken the arthritis? I got arthritis. My hands was hurting. And so there it is. Whatever.
Oh my God. Okay. I think she's like housewife material. Like,
serious. Yeah. Atlanta always has the best moms. Like, we love Miss Diane, Mama Joyce. Like, everyone on Atlanta has a mom that's just, like, born to be on a show like this.
It really is. And I talked to Candy, too, because when I met her mom and her aunts, the OLG gang, when I met them, I was like, y'all are so lit. But the more I got to talk to them, I was like, I got to introduce y'all to my mom. Because my mom doesn't have a lot of friends out here in Atlanta. And so I was like, man, to get them together, oh, that's going to be a whole mess. It'll be hilarious.
Maybe we're like manifesting something here right now.
Yeah, right? Stay tuned, I guess.
I'm dying to go to OLG. The food there looks amazing.
Me too. I haven't been, but I've heard it's really good.
When COVID is done and over, we need to come to Atlanta to take a little food tour.
Of things we need to do with the housewives.
I bet you do. Like, and ask me, because we're foodies. I'll tell you, Frost Bistro is my new favorite place to go eat.
Okay.
But you're coming with us, so that'll be easy.
Yeah, hit me up, because I love to eat. I always look for reasons. Like, my husband's birthday this weekend. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to take you to Frost Bistro. He's like, it's my birthday. That's your favorite restaurant. I'm like, it'll be yours, too. It's really good.
My sister lives in Atlanta, so I will be making a note of that and going there.
Yeah, when you guys come to the A, definitely hit me up. I will let you in on all the goodies.
Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach. We have just entered spring, and while I don't love that the weather outside is still a little bit cold, you know the silver lining of that is that I have had a few more chances to wear my Quince cashmere before it gets too warm, and I just love throwing that on, whether it's by itself, a little layering moment with a t-shirt under, with a jacket over, with a bigger coat over. The cashmere is the perfect thing to just add to any outfit to make it look a little more pulled together. And the way that Quince prices their items, it doesn't feel like it has to be this wild thing that you're splurging on. It is so nice to have those pieces in your wardrobe that feel luxurious, but come at a price point that you can stomach. It's 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters starting at just $50. They also have organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and also timeless 14 karat gold jewelry. And the best part is that all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of middlemen and passes the savings on to us. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/mention for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/mention to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/mention. So you had moved to Atlanta not that long before you started filming the season. Who did you feel like was kind of the most welcoming in the group? Obviously, you knew Cynthia. How was the experience kind of just getting in with the group? Because it's a tough group sometimes.
Yeah, no, I came into it just like really genuine and just wanting to make connections with whoever, you know, I connected with. And Cynthia off bat, you know, I kind of knew her through Leon. I've done a couple of projects with Leon. Oddly enough, he always was my love interest. So there was always, he's like, you got to meet Cynthia, man. She's amazing. You'll love her. And yeah, she was definitely, she's beautiful. She's so sweet, so humble, and just really brought me in, you know, like a big sister, and kind of put me on notice of, you know, the ladies, and just really, I felt, embraced me obviously the most and introduced me to these ladies. So, but that's my girl. That's like my ride or die. And Mike and Ralph are really good friends. So, you know, we do a couple things together, and it's been really great. I would say Portia for sure. I mean, I had met her. I did Dish Nation before, and it was really dope, and we had fun at that moment. And then when she came over to my house for dinner, I just love Portia from the jump, because she walked in,
keeping it real, letting me know what time it is, what's being said about me on the streets. And that's who I am. And I'm like, I respect that because that's the type of friend I am. So we hit it off. PJ and Anaya, I have played together. So like our daughters, you know, play, and she's my neighbor. You know, I stop by her house sometimes when I need to get away. And so she's really been like a really genuine friend of mine. I sent her a text the other day. Like, I really appreciate the woman you are and just being real and being so genuine, and not to mention all she's doing for the movement. Yeah. Super inspired by her. And she took to me. So yeah.
I was just like waiting for you and Portia to get in the same room, 'cause I felt like you would vibe with each other. And I'm glad that that seems to be the case.
Oh yeah. Wait for it. Oh, you are going to see so much.
Well, that scene at your house was kind of like what we were waiting for, really, like a breakthrough. But so what is your take though on Kenya and LaToya being so harsh on you? And were there things other than that moment that surprised you, like while watching the other episodes?
Yeah. So it's interesting, 'cause like when I was around them, I discerned like, something is off. I don't really know why we're not connecting. I don't know why they're coming so hard for me. But as you see, they never really said anything to my face. So it was just kind of like me picking up vibes, you know? So when I was watching it back, I was like, oh, this is what I was feeling like before I even walked through the door. They were already talking shit about me, you know, for no reason. Like, I didn't even give you a reason. Like, let me give you a reason, because I can definitely give you a reason. But, you know, like, let me even get in the door and meet you or whatever. And yeah, I didn't appreciate it at all. Like, I, at this point, have nothing for them, like zero. I am so unbothered, unshaken, unmoving, unmotivated. You know, any other un I can think of, it's just all of that for them, because I don't do fake. I don't do, as you saw, Kenya at my house was cool, you know, like, don't come over if you don't want to be around. And then if you're in my face, like, let's keep it real, because you're, you know, telling me things. And why confide in me? And you've got this whole table full of friends you've had for years that you can't feel like you can keep it real with. I don't understand it. I never will. And yeah, that's just how I feel about her. So
that private jet thing was so bizarre, because it's like, everybody's going to find out that you took the jet there. Clearly. Nobody, like, it's not that big of a deal in the grand scheme of things. Like, okay, Marlo doesn't want to be on the Sprinter bus, but at the end of the day, it is what it is. And it just like, I like that you kept it real in that moment, because it was one of those things where it's like, Kenya, why are you being messy? Like, there's no point to that.
There's no point. We all wanted to get away. So I think all of us, we still would have just got there, you know, like, hey, but it is what it is. She told us what it is. We just gonna have our hot asses on this printer bus and be mad about it, but get over it, because she kept it real. Like, you know, I would rather you just be honest with me, and then we can just keep it 100 all back and forth. And it's fine. We can disagree, agree to disagree, whatever. But it was unfortunate, because I just felt like for her being, you know, Miss America or whatever, Miss USA, whatever. And I was looking at her literally when I was a little girl, you know? Yeah. And it was just like, to meet this woman.
Is that some age shade you just threw?
I mean, you know, I'm just a little behind, but and I just, you know, it is what,
Ms. Moore, she just turned 50 last weekend, so happy belated to Kenya.
when Portia was telling you that, though, I do have to say, your face, like, you were shocked and surprised. Like, that was clearly visible, and that was, I don't know. I don't know. I think you handled it really well, because some people would be uncomfortable or pissed, but your face kind of like said it all. You're like, why are people talking about me? Like, I didn't do anything at that moment.
It was unfortunate.
Mm-hmm. I do have to say that we all would want to take a private jet, but in this situation, I kind of
more fun.
Preferred the Sprinter. Like, the private jet flight was too short for me to even like enjoy. And there was more people. Yeah. The Sprinter, you guys win with that for sure.
Yeah, we definitely were lit. Like, once we got, you know, we did our little toast and everything. It was like, look, we're going to have fun. No matter if it takes us, you know, 2 days to get there, we're going to make it lit. And that's what we did. Like, you can make lemonade, you know, make lemonade out of your lemons, do what you got to do. But just all I ask for is honesty. Mm-hmm. And that's like too much to ask in this group. And I'm like, I don't understand it. But as I get to know the ladies, I'm learning, you know, who's real, who's not. And like I said, you can't get along with everybody, and that's fine. But it was just more disappointing, I guess, especially during these times, like Black Lives Matters, like, you know, she couldn't even support Portia during Black Lives Matter. So it didn't surprise me that she couldn't support a Black woman. Like, she's just not that, that girl. And
that whole kind of like line of shade that Kenya was going down with Portia. I know we've talked about it, that we were watching and kind of like, does she think this is going to be like a winning strategy for her? Because everybody out here is like Team Portia when it comes to that 100%. And it's like, okay. Okay, yeah, I guess.
It was nasty. I was pissed. I was like, this is not what we need for this moment. Like, we can put our differences aside, you know, just for this moment and then get back to business, you know, and you can keep being you. But yeah, she's got issues. I wish her well, but I have nothing for her. Like, when I say nothing, nothing.
I'm excited to see. I know we have a lot of the season left to go. I'm excited to see how y'all's reunion goes down, because I feel like there's going to be some stuff to work through.
Oh, so much. Like, because I have to get everything off my chest. That's the only way I can live. You know, like when you've got all this stuff built up inside of you, like I can't operate like that. So I already have, like, every episode, I'm like, okay, now I got to ask this. Okay, now I got to say this, you know, and certain
you got to keep a note in the phone.
Yes, in my notes, like, we got to bring this back. I'm rewinding all the way back to literally like day one. Like,
I'm excited for you because it's your first reunion. So you have to bring it.
Oh my God. I am like, anyway, like, you know, that's all that we're going to come to do is get it all out in the open, put it all on the table, and let's see what she has to say for herself. Give her an opportunity, you know? Give her an opportunity. Maybe she'll come clean and speak her mind and be truthful, but we'll see.
I just want to ask how you feel about the whole thing with Cynthia's wedding. Obviously everyone's talked about it. What was your kind of take on that while it was happening, looking back, her whole debacle?
Oh my God. You know, I didn't have a big wedding. So I just don't know what that feels like. Like, I definitely want to have a wedding in the coming years, you know, for us, because we just went to the beach in LA and got married. That was it. So I was like, I guess this is what I've heard about weddings. It's a lot of pressure. You know, it's like you want this day to be perfect. You have a lot of things that you want because you're the bride. You know, this is huge. You've got all these people coming and you want to just make this day the most memorable possible. And when I was there, like at the wedding, it was everything. It was perfection. So it's like everything she maybe went through leading up to it, I guess, was well worth it, you know, because she got her magical day. It happened the way she wanted it, and her and Mike are still glowing, you know. But to be a part of that, and I was actually supposed to sing at her wedding.
Really?
And I was supposed to sing at her wedding, and I was so sad because I woke up and I was hoarse. Like, it's something in Atlanta. I don't know if it's the ragweed or like, I don't know, but my allergies be popping in the summer. Like, it's just bad. And so I was drinking like I drink a lot of tea and stuff. And just on that morning, I don't know if I was nervous or what, but I had no voice and I had to call him like, I can't even talk, you know? And she's like, oh, and I felt so bad. I was like, I don't want to add to anything else, you know, because you already got a million things happening. I don't even want to add this, but I just wanted to let her know. And it sucked because I definitely was honored, she asked. But just for us, we were just happy to be a part and witness it. You could feel the love in the room. She looked absolutely amazing. And it was everything.
Oh, man. Now I'm disappointed. Amazing Grace?
It looks like Amazing Grace is all you're going to get.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? Well, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Splash Refreshers are the delicious zero-calorie beverage I'm reaching for again and again when I'm feeling thirsty for something flavorful. I believe in the three beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash spices it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it.
Lately, my go-to office beverage has been the Splash Wild Berry flavor. It's so nice to just put a few in the fridge at the beginning of the week. Grab one whenever you want something nice and refreshing. It's just the right amount of flavor, just the right amount of sweetness. You know the vibes. When you want something refreshing, when you want something hydrating, Splash is the perfect thing to reach for. It perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. And it's available in 5 craveable flavors. Wild Berry, that's my favorite. Acai Grape, Pineapple Mango, Lemon, and Mandarin Orange. It's there to satisfy your need for hydration with a little flavor. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Okay, we want to play a little game with you we like to do with our Bravo celebrity guests. It's called Who Would You Choose? And we're going to ask you a bunch of different categories and you're going to say who in your cast you would choose for that answer. They're not too intense, so don't stress about it. Okay, so first of all, who would you take motherhood advice from?
Oh, most definitely Cynthia. Cynthia's daughter, Noelle, is absolutely beautiful. Mm-hmm. You know, she's doing great for herself. She's making money. So I think she's just taught her. She's a good girl. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. She respects her parents. Her mom is her friend. Like, that's the type of relationship I want with my daughter. So she keeps it real. She holds her mom's feet to the fire and tells her the truth, you know, out of that tough mm-hmm. love space. Yeah. I just love their relationship. I think it's super dope. And so I would definitely take advice from Cynthia.
Nice.
Good answer. Whose
closet would you raid?
Oh my God. For sure, Shamia. Oh, wait, does that have to? Yeah, nope. Shamia. Okay.
Yeah.
She's a friend of the show.
Yeah, we love Shamia.
Yeah.
We love Shamia. Shamia is like, I love her, just her spirit, her everything. But when she shows up, I'm like, I got to do like a scan. I always got to like, oh my God, like the Chanel, the fit, like the way she puts it together. It's giving me like Jackie O vibes. I just love it. Ooh. And I would definitely take it. And Marlo too. Marlo actually helped me a couple times this season, but I just say Shamia is just classy and just always very well put together. So definitely Shamia.
I feel like Marlo and Tanya have like, I mean, they show out all the time, but Shamia really is like a little more low key, but still, you know, brings the looks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Agreed. You know, it's like subtle. It's not like I'm doing the most. I'm trying to get this attention. I'm just fly on accident. You know, it's just is
Marlo, in my Marlo does the most on purpose. She knows she's extra.
Gotta love Marlo and her fashion, Sunny.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Who would you want to plan your next vacation?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Okay, I was hoping you were going to think about this one because the first two you shot out really quick. And I was she knows.
When you know, you know.
I mean, I know not Kenya. We know that for sure. I would say, I mean, from Instagram, like Portia's vacation that she took, it looked amazing. Like she was on a yacht. She was all body. She was looking good. She was dancing. Like, you know, from her vibes and how we get down, I feel like I would definitely trust Portia. She would make sure I have a great time, make sure we're on the water, you know, make sure we kind of cover all the key points that we both, because when we go out, we have a blast. So I would definitely,
she'd put you in the nice hotel.
Yeah. Like, she, you know, treats others like she want to be treated. She's a good friend. She won't try to do me, you know, and I think it would be everything. It would be everything.
Okay. Who would you want to cook you dinner?
Okay. For sure, Candy, because Candy made this like homemade cake. Cause I was like, I just thought everybody probably like got things catered or chefed or whatever. And I was like, who made this cake? And she was like, I did. I was like, okay, look, you ain't got the OLG and Blaze Steakhouse for nothing. So definitely Candy in the food department. She knows good food. And all day, I would definitely let Candy.
Well, what kind of cake was it?
Oh my God. It was some like butter pound cake. It was it melted in your mouth.
I'm like salivating.
It was, I'm not even lying. I don't even eat cake like that, right? But on this particular day, I took some home for the kids. It was so good. And then even, you know, all her food and her success in the restaurants, I'm like, yeah, I would definitely let Candy all day.
Okay, now I want cake.
Yeah.
Who would you take relationship advice from?
Oh, definitely. Candy. Actually, I kind of already hinted. I'm like, can you guys be our mentor? Like, I think they've had an amazing, you know, journey of not only, well, staying together, but raising their family, having the blended family dynamic, which we have, as well as they've gone into business together and been successful. And that's challenging. So I think for that, because they kind of are in our same space, because we definitely, Ralph and I, are very ambitious. We have a lot of dreams and ambitions and things we want to do. And our struggles have also been in the area of working together. It's like, it's a great idea. And then day one, we're like, this business is over. And that's not good for Zag, you know? So right. I think for sure they would help us in a lot of areas.
Their little babies are so adorable.
Yeah.
Baby Ace in his confessional, I was losing it. He's right? So cute.
I was like, have that hair.
I know.
All that hair, honey.
Who would you let decorate your house?
Man, can I bring like a past housewife? Because I was going to say Sheree.
I love Sheree is one of my favorites.
I was actually like, man, I want to DM her and like be like, girl, the chateau, can you come and hook up the Pittman Palace, please? Because we just moved and I'm over here trying to figure it out. So, but on who I'm currently around, I love Cynthia's house. I mean, actually, Cynthia's house is the only house I've been to. Like, only Cynthia.
Okay.
I love her feel though, because she's kind of got that LA beachy vibe in Cynthia's house. And when I walked in, I was like, I love everything. So I would definitely trust Cynthia. Plus I have a wine cellar in my house and I definitely think she can help me like make it what it needs to be.
Yes. Cynthia, her house is very her, which I feel like it's important to have your space that like represents you.
Absolutely. Yeah. I would definitely let her take a stab at it. Definitely the wine cellar. I've actually already asked her like, please.
Okay, last one. Which housewife from another city would you want to join the Atlanta cast?
Ooh, that's a hard one. There's so many.
I know.
Can I pick one from each franchise? I mean,
say whoever you want.
I freaking love Giselle. I think she's hilarious. Like, Giselle has me rolling with her shade. Like, it is absolutely hilarious. So I would definitely love Giselle. And then Mary from Salt Lake City.
Oh, I would love. I would.
I just want to.
That would make my day.
I want to sit in her closet and just, I want a tray. I want a tray from her maid.
Mary's closet has been like the main discussion of everyone. That's it.
Yeah. That would be, I would.
Okay. Those are interesting answers. I would like to see both of those happen. So if anyone from Bravo is listening, get on that.
You know, cause my mom's a pastor, you know, I could do praise and worship. Mary can come do a quick sermon. There's a connection there.
Okay. Sure. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm into it. Well, Drew, this has been so fun. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you guys. You guys are so awesome and cool. This was fun.
Of course, we're excited to see the rest of the season with you.
Oh, you know we got to chat again. Like, we got to have this again a little on down the line.
Reunion time. We'll catch up.
All right, let's do it. Let's do it. Thank y'all.
Okay, perfect. Guys, don't forget to rate, review, subscribe, follow us on Instagram at Bravo by Betches, and be cool.
Don't be all like uncool.
Thank you to our sponsor, Splash Refresher. Meet the water beverage that loves self-care as much as you do. Just because you have to hydrate doesn't mean it has to be tasteless. Splash Refresher makes hydration deliciously easy. Splash perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. I am going to go grab myself a wild berry splash now that I am done recording, and you should too. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Betches.